Funky homestand for the Braves. They get 7-game set. Obviously, the Dodgers in a rain-filled weekend where you just get slapped around a little bit. You win the Sunday night game, and then you start to say, let's go to work on the Reds. Mm. Nice team.
Good team.
Nice little offense, right?
Yeah.
About equal to the Braves. You figure this could be a 4-game split. That's why yesterday was so important. You give up the huge 2-run homer in the ninth, and you're leaving town with a, what would it have been? A 3-4 homestand.
Yeah.
And once again, not as close to getting to 500, but in 3 games under, now you're 1 game under.
Yeah, and look, this has been a bugaboo for the Braves here early in the season, is getting back up to that 500 mark. It's one step forward, 2 steps back, but Brian Snicker pushed all the right buttons last night. There were a couple decisions on there that I felt like were a little interesting, you know, like bringing in Stuart Fairchild to pinch hit for Marcell Ozuna, and then inevitably Fairchild has to come up in the bottom of the 11th. It ends up working out pinch, in the Braves' favor.
Right.
It was a pinch running situation.
Pinch run. You said pinch hit.
But he came up to hit in the bottom of the 11th.
But that happened, yes, which is the danger of when you make that decision.
But the important thing is Spencer Schwellenbach got back on track. That's the number one thing.
Schwellenbach last night, 6 innings, 5 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. Raisel Iglesias, another disastrous scenario for him, getting real close to feeling like you can put him out there in the ninth inning.
Well, I'm not quite there yet, but this is a situation where he's just giving up the long ball. I mean,
again.
Yeah, I mean, he's had about 11, 12 was innings pitched this year. He's got 6 home runs. That's more than he gave up all of last year.
Yeah, 4 last year.
70 innings last year.
Was it the Cardinal game? They scored like 5 in the ninth, and you were up by like, you know, you almost blew that game.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the rookie, Drake Baldwin. A big moment, goes the other way with it. His manager's happy.
You know, I've been very impressed with his clock and how he's kind of lets the game come to him. I mean, he doesn't try and get out of his skin to do things, and that's kind of been something that I've been really impressed with him here. He doesn't get caught up in the moment because it's a big league game, and you know, he stays with his bat, the defense, everything. I've been just really impressed with how he goes about it and his clock. I mean, he helped us win the game, or he won the game for us.
What I would describe him as is just cerebral. I think that's the perfect adjective to describe Drake Baldwin. He steps up to the plate, doesn't matter what the situation is, and he just attacks each pitch. And he has got patience. He knows how to attack every single at-bat. Just a strong hitter.
Well, certainly, he's the guy we heard the most about in terms of the impact. Sean Murphy, obviously, that's a nice combination the Braves have had. Mm-hmm. Reality now, guys, it's pretty simple. You're a game under 500. The Pittsburgh Pirates are absolutely flailing. 7 in a row they have lost. Really bad baseball team, one of the worst. And a chance now, if you go 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh, you're back at 500.
Yeah, look, they just fired their manager, too. So you got Derek Shelton, who just got fired. Don Kelly, he's going to be stepping in. This is it's been a tough year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's been a tough couple of years for the Pittsburgh Pirates. This was a year they thought they could make the playoffs, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, they have these little blips last couple of years where you said maybe they get in the mix. The reality of teams, you see this with the Orioles, they're really bad again. You see it with the Royals, you see it with the Pirates. Small market teams have a very, very small window in a 10-year stretch, maybe 2 years. Pirate fans have been absolutely dealing with this baseball team. It has been brutal for a long stretch. They come home and get the Nationals next week.
And we avoid Paul Skeens. That's the most important thing. That's really the biggest bugaboo that could have jumped up and bit us over the weekend.
Yeah, you get 2 out of 3, you're back at 500. And updating Spencer Strider. Listen, it's taken way longer than anybody would have anticipated. The frustration level on Spencer Strider is real, but for the most part, it looks like another session on Saturday. Obviously, he's not going to pitch in the home series against the Nationals. I'm just going to circle a date. Best case scenario. Talking to my friends, my brethren, my Braves brotherhood. You go up to Fenway Park next weekend, which would probably be the perfect weekend to be in Boston. It's not overrun as the summer. It's not summer there yet. Everybody's still in school. People aren't traveling. Go watch the Braves at Fenway. I think there is a decent chance that Spencer Strider could get a start over the weekend at Fenway Park, which would be spectacular.
Yeah, and look, this is just a guy we need to get back into the rotation. He's just got to stay healthy. Just to avoid that shtick of potentially being the injury bug type of thing. It just keeps jumping up and biting him. But Hopefully, look, we just need this guy to get back to normal.
The depth of the pitching staff, if you get back Spencer Strider and you start to stretch things out with five or six guys, looks pretty good.
Yeah, you might have a six-man rotation right now. Just based off of the way Grant Holmes is pitching, Spencer Schwellenbach, of course, he's cemented in there. And this is all before Ronaldo Lopez comes back at some point in July, August. It's a good problem to have for Brian Snicker.